This is Akash Vani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on air quality improvement activities under National Clean Air Program. The participants are Dr. B.C. Sabat, environmentalist, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. To breathe is to live. To breathe in clean air is to live a healthy life. There is so much else that can go wrong with our body in terms of illnesses and diseases that we constantly underestimate the impact of air pollution on our health. Today, we have Dr. V.C. Sabat, former member State Environment Impact Assessment Authority, who will help us understand the impact of air quality improvement activities under the Clean Air Program. Dr. Sabat, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Dr. Sabat, wanting to begin with an understanding, a holistic understanding from you, what really is this Clean Air Program?
The National Clean Air Program has been started by the Government of India, Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. And the main objective is to reduce the air pollution in cities. Because the whole world, you know, the air pollution, as you told, it is rising. And in India, they are working on 131 cities to reduce the air pollution. So that is the main objective of the NCAP.
So Dr. Sabat, we are living in metros. Is this a metro problem or are we seeing a deterioration across the country in all kinds of cities and places?
Earlier, we were thinking only metros are culprits, but I think now it is to all big cities and 24 states. We are having 131 cities and they have categorized the category 1, category 2, category 3. So metros are the major thing, but in small cities also where the air pollution is high because of the industries, vehicles, non-maintenance of the municipal solid waste, I think they are also coming under that program.
There is one lobby, I would like to get out certain doubts out of the way first. One lobby which is saying that changing weather patterns, changing wind patterns are also responsible for some of the season peaks that happen. Particularly, for example, in Delhi, they said the changing crop pattern and the changing wind pattern has also impacted by during the period of Diwali and towards December with the smog coming in, that it gets accentuated. How true is this?
That is also true because the meteorological factor also, as you told, it is also one of the factors for Delhi's pollution and smog. We always working with the people who from the IMD, IITs and other things. But you know, the weather problem is our activity, the human population. That is more thing and climate change, as you are very rightly saying, the pattern has been changed. Now rain is more, sometimes rain is less. Crop pattern has been changed. People's attitude also changed. I think that all affected for the air pollution.
So in terms of the Clean Air Program, what are some pillars on which it stands and what are some initiatives that have been taken?
Under this, I think the national program, which is, I think, integrating all the ministries, those are working like the Swachh Bharat, the National Mission for Climate Change, National Mission for Clean Habitat, Forest Department, City Forest, forestry across the city as well as across the state. I think all the departments integrating with this Ministry of Environment Forest for working on this. You know, every state has a state pollution board, every state has a state forest department, every state has a state environment department. So all are working together to reduce this air pollution.
Have we had some success stories where measurable change has happened?
Yeah, definitely. The target is to reduce something, the air pollution. As you know, the PM2.5 and 2 PM10 is a major culprit in the AQI, what we call this air quality index. And you know, in the, all of you, we are staying in Delhi. Definitely it impacts. And you know, the Delhi's forest cover, the green cover, earlier it was very less, but now around 20%. And they all contributing a lot for the environment. Otherwise, you know, if you are going as usual, lightweight, so I think that will be very difficult. So we have to do something to reduce, and the major activity under the NCAP is to reduce the air pollution by 20-30%. And the municipalities, the way they are working, the dust coming out, the waste management program, the plantation program, all these are aimed to reduce the air pollution.
Starting with industrial pollution, and I think shifting of industries even to the outskirts would actually be a short-term solution, because unless emission is controlled and air treatment happens in the spot, wind patterns can actually make even shifting geographical locations fairly futile.
Yeah, the industry, unless until we are having the industries reduce the waste of the air pollution at source, we we have to do the mechanism and the clean air mechanism under the clean technology. Because many industries earlier you might have seen they are giving big smokes, but now they are not giving because they are having the clean technology mechanism. So I think these are many methods now they are planning, and shifting is not the solution. If you shift, how much you shift into one city to another city, that is problematic there. And main thing is the clean technology. We have to introduce the cleaner technology, and in Western countries, they all industries, they have very much clean technology so that no air is coming as pollutant air is not coming.
I think your mention of clean air technology is a very exciting prospect, and a lot of new startups and small companies are entering because it is a sunrise industry. Do you think that enough research and development is being put into developing clean air technology?
Yeah, there are a lot of research has been done, but it is all depending upon the cost. Suppose there is a startup or there is an industry come up, if they invest something for the clean air technology, their investment has been gone up, and maybe they are not having market value will be high. So I think with that process, some of the industry is doing wrong things, even if they are having the clean technology, they are not implementing. But I think there is a time has come, we have to be adapt the clean technologies, and all type of clean technology available. The government is giving some type of subsidy for the clean air technology or the clean mechanism. I think more and more to come in this sector so that we will get a reduced air pollution.
Our agriculture sector is fairly widespread and provides a lot of, I think, as a source of income, whether it's subsistence agriculture or even larger farm holdings. It's an important part of India's economy. Does the agriculture sector also contribute to air pollution?
Burning of biomass, I think that is the major problem, as you know. And we are getting in North India every time, once winter comes. I think one other, we are blaming this state, that state, that state. But now the technology has come, how to reduce the biomass burning, because they are getting oil from the biomass waste and they are getting composting, decomposed that one. So many programs the government has started, and particularly in these states where the biomass burning is more, like in Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, the government is trying very hard how to convince the farmers to go for that, getting ethanol or getting oil, getting composting. So government's attitude is there, but I think we have to be understand public or the agriculture, the farmers' mindset. We have to convince them and we have to involve them in the process so that that will be reduced.
You use the word mindset. To change the mindset, you know, the cost and convenience, these are two factors that are critical, which would help the transition to clean technology, particularly for farmers. Now, do you think that's an area that's constantly, I think more and more people are working in it, and for adoption of these technologies, I know the government is very keen. Do you think that somewhere we need to make it more cost-effective and more convenient so that people actually, because even their families are getting impacted?
You are very right. Government should come forward for getting them on the board, because they are also, livelihood is depending many people. And the government trying hard, and all the governments are working. Even so many meetings, even Supreme Court, even High Court, everybody is doing for this air pollution time. Whenever there is air pollution, everything come up. But as you rightly say, we have to take board on the farmers, and we have to compensate such a thing so that they should not be do the things. Otherwise, I think everything is color. So we have to take on board to them, and adequate compensation to be given to them so that they should not burn up their waste.
Right. So when we talk about air quality improvement, what are some targets and by what time frame are we looking at these things?
Government is trying very hard, and I think they have taken up the matter with all the states how to do these things, and many technologies now coming up. They are making cardboards. They are making like your boats from this parali, what we can say the bio-based. Then they are getting oil from the bio-waste and also composting. So three things the government has taken recently, a lot of activities under this. I think something will be very concrete very soon so that we will get rid of this problem.
Right. Moving on now to understand from you, sir, that when we talk of respiratory illnesses, from respiratory issues to cancer to neurological issues, air pollution can have a negative impact on human health. And this can be long-term. How equipped are our health facilities to take care of this?
Yeah, that was a very big thing, and almost all hospitals, they say about this thing, even the WHO also reporting many times it is harmful. But we have to be careful ourselves, because ours also a role to be played here. Because every time what happens, everyone thinks government will do, and it is not our role either. But our role also very much high. We should try to segregate our waste at home. We should minimize our waste. We should try to plant a tree. And very recently, you see, the Honorable Prime Minister has given a call, Ek Ped Maak Naam. I think that is a very good thing, so that we can plant trees nearby area whenever possible. So some of the few points, I think every citizen also take care of themselves. It is not that we will just blame to government, but ourselves also to be blamed. So we should be very aware what to do and what is our role.
Absolutely, Dr. Sawat, very well said. Because, you know, finally, till we take ownership and responsibility, it's our lives, it's our children's lives, you know, our parents' lives that are at stake. And the challenge with air pollution is it is so insidious, you know, it happens slowly and periodically, yeah, that it can lead to things which are chronic. And we also have, we have a young population, but we also have an aging population. When you said, you know, planting a tree and a lot of focus is spent on greening the country, greening the city, greening your area, your locality, any studies which indicate how effective it is, how much does a tree compensate? If you could give us some numbers.
You see, the plants, generally, they produce oxygen and they absorb carbon dioxide. I mean, if you see the more and more trees in your nearby area, you can get 10 to 20% your oxygen level is high. There is a definitely 20 to 30% reduction if you having a plant nearby area. That's why government also increased the budget to create city forests in every cities.
Right. And I think what you said is very nuanced. And here you're saying that, of course, you know, we have general pollution levels which are declared on the internet, over the radio, and pollution has reached this level. But you're saying that one is pollution and one is clean air. If I draw a distinction between the two, if my locality has more trees, if my park has more trees, if my house has got more plants, the pollution level in the city could be high, but my air, which we are breathing, our families are breathing, could be definitely purer than probably the general air level.
You are very right. The pollution, there are so many things are there, because the pollution is not only one cause. If it's in your area, somebody, your vehicle is giving a brown smoke, I think that is also pollution. And even the solid waste people garbage in your area, and that also give a bad smell, that is also pollution. But if you have a tree, I think nearby area, there must be decrease, I think, reduce in the air quality.
So I think you're absolutely right, and a powerful message that, you know, we say that stop worrying about cleaning the whole world. First clean your area, clean your house, clean your doorstep. Before we say thank you, Dr. Sawat, any message that you would like to give our listeners?
Just I want to one message, be eco-friendly, plant a tree, reduce your waste management, reduce your carbon footprint, and even try to follow the 3R principle, reduce, reuse and recycle.
Dr. Sawat, thank you so much for your inputs.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on air quality improvement activities and the National Clean Air Program. The participants were Dr. B.C. Sawat, environmentalist, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.